Yo! Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast Series. I am Joseph Ward, right with me. I pointed to the right side at the time.
You did. You did.
Mr. Patrick Aldarius Irvin in the building. What it is, yep. Al?
We actually in the building today, man. It's raining.
Inside.
Storming. Yeah, you know the storm. They talking about it's going to, you know, hundreds of millions of people going to be affected.
For real? Y'all got a stormy storm up there, huh?
Yeah. It's supposed to be all over the coast. You ain't got nothing. Y'all ain't got nothing going on down there?
And it's hot.
Oh.
It's hot. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing about no storms. I ain't watching no news. Man. And nothing.
It's been storming for like the last 3-4 days, man. It's been going down. And it's going down in the south.
In the mother loving south. Hey, man.
Watch your mind. All right.
Y'all know Freedom Train Podcast Series is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. So for more information, make sure you visit the website at www.pactsinc.org. That way you can learn more about the organization itself, the members of the organization, how you yourself can become a member, how you can donate, go over the code of conduct, how you can get involved and take advantage of the Learning Center as well as the store. So make sure you go to the website. Also, on the website, you will see something that says Amazon Smile. If you click on the Amazon Smile, it'll take you to the Amazon website to where you can actually register for the Amazon Smile program, which is a program that allows you to support nonprofit organizations as you shop. So as you sign up with Amazon Smile, you pick a nonprofit organization you want to support, and a portion of your proceeds will go to that organization. So PACTSINC.org, and make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Well, we got some of the best podcasting going on in the world. Of course, you're going to catch this Freedom Train podcast series, as well as Lessons from the Screen, the Fix Sports Podcast, Enigma Set Hour, and Shelby's World. So make sure you check us out. I mean, we here, we doing our thing, we getting our podcast on, and we holding it down. So the website is www.freedomtrainradio.com. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. So all y'all people, hit that subscribe button and make sure you hit that notification bell so every time we release a video, you'll know what's going on. Subscribe, comment, like, and share so more people can get this information and be able to support this. And I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners in podcast land, not video land, but podcast land, who out here podcasting and listening to us through Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the many other platforms that we got going on. It's May. And if you've been rocking with us, you already know every May. What we do every May, Pat? What we do every May? Fingernails.
It's a celebration. Black women celebration.
Oh, Black women celebration month. It's the month of May. Y'all get excited because it's our Black women celebration month, where we take our time out to make sure we celebrate the women in our culture, the women from our community, the women who we know that be doing our thing, because we just want to make sure as Black men, we show Black women some love. So every May, do our Black Women Celebration Month. So ride with us the whole month as we make sure we take the time out to celebrate the Black women in our lives and Black women that we know of who are doing great things out here in the world. Because if we don't do it, who gonna do it? Ain't that right,
Pat? Gonna do it.
If you gonna do it,
So
we initially started Black Women Celebration Month about 4 years ago. Like I said, the total thing was to make sure that we want to be a part of highlighting and celebrating the Black women, that our Black women, period, our Black women. So network-wide thing in May, we make sure that everybody dedicates portions of the whole shows to make sure Black women are celebrated. So being able, to look out for that, and we have a couple other things, some new things we implement this year. We're going to kind of surprise y'all with these things, but just ride with us. So we've had a chance to highlight a number of Black women over the past 3 years. We've had a chance to highlight this first show. Kind of want to take a blast in the past and kind of revisit some of the women that we've celebrated and kind of re-highlight some of the things they're doing, some of the new things that they may be doing since we highlighted them, and, you know, kind of set the tone for the month, because what we will have interviews with some women coming up as well. We're not going to tell you who they are, but we have interviews coming up. So, and just some more celebration stuff. So y'all going to figure it out or find out how it's happening as it happens, because we kind of want to surprise y'all, do some things a bit different. But Pat, start with you, my brother. When you think of Black women, when you think about Black women, why do you love Black women, Pat? Why do you love Black women?
Think about my mama.
Think about my mama. Mama.
Oh, I think for all of us, when we think about Black women, you know, we think about our mothers. Obviously, for many of us, that's the first black woman we knew. Right. For some of us, it's our grandmothers, our aunt, whoever raised you, whatever Black woman raised you. And those first lessons of life that were given, that she imparted to me, that I can remember. I'm sure they weren't the first lessons she gave me, but the first lessons that I can remember, and all of the lessons afterwards. So, you know, when I think about Black women, that's always the first place I go to is my wife, and I think about my wife, but I'm saying first place I go is my mom. I think about the strength, I think about the vulnerability, and I feel like that's kind of become such a cliche thing to say about Black women, that they're strong.
Yeah.
But yes, that's why I like to balance that out by saying, like, my mom is also very vulnerable in a lot of ways, and she's very open and is accessible. She also don't take no mess, which is another thing that's become cliche to say about Black women, but for a lot of them, it is true. But those are the things I think about: the strength, the vulnerability, the availability, the support, the willingness to be there, to be, you know, whatever is what she wants to do. And I think, you know, we as Black men in the community, we definitely got to remember, even though nowadays, and I might be out of pocket, but I'm going to say it, even though nowadays the relationship between Black men and Black women seems to be more strained than it has been in a long time. It is.
That's not out of pocket. That's the truth.
I think it becomes like even more important for us to have moments where we just sit back and really show that, you know, I know things are kind of tight right now, but, you know, we do still appreciate what Black women have been for the community and what they continue to be for the community.
Yeah. And it's interesting that, our Black Women Celebration Month comes up in the midst of a lot of these stuff that's going on with the social media and the dating gurus and all these things. Right. And we're looking at the tension between Black men and Black women. And because I was thinking about it the other day, like, dang, we finna have Black Women Celebration Month in the middle of all this. But it is a good time to do it, because we... No, you and I, we talk about it all the time, about healing the relationship between Black men and Black women. And mm-hmm. I think we should, even though a lot of people are having issues with opposite sex, we still have to take time out to celebrate ourselves and celebrate mm-hmm. the opposite sex, because it's not every single person. You may have had your bad experiences, but you can't just throw your bad experiences off on a total population.
Right.
And in doing that doesn't help fix the situation. So, you know, but when I think about Black Women Celebration Month, it, you know, it gives both of us a chance, but for me, it gives me a chance to kind of reflect on the women who have influenced me in my life and the women who still are influencing me, because for a lot of us, if Black women wasn't the way they are, I don't know where we would really be. I don't know how things would be operating. Black women have held things down for a while. Some by choice, some had to, but just from what I see on a daily basis of Black women in various positions, making things happen, overcoming obstacles, making sure families are still together, going out of their way to help others. You can't help but love it. So like my mom, one of the realest Black women I know, because she run her mouth a lot. She like to talk. My mom be talking. I think that's why I talk a lot, because she be talking a lot. But my mom's ain't no punk though. She be talking, but she ain't no punk. My mom's a stand up to anybody. And like in the neighborhood that she in, she got more heart than anybody else in the neighborhood. Like they'll have issues with like the landlords and people trying to treat them any kind of way, and she'd be the only one ready to stand up and not fight, like physically fight, but actually make an effort, make a fight, stand up and be like, hey, this is not happening. This is not going down. So of course, you know, for me, it starts with my moms. But just like a lot of the women that I work with, like shout out to Miss Dottie, like this lady that worked with me, Miss Dottie. I love her because she's a real nurturer, right? And so if it's one thing, Miss Dottie gonna make sure you straight. Like she gonna make sure you ate, she gonna make sure you got your water, she gonna make sure you're comfortable, she gonna make sure all those like you taken care of. And it's like you can't do no but appreciate that. You just wanna pick her up and just hug her all the time and stuff. Of course, you know you can't just do that, but you just wanna pick her up and just I appreciate you. Cause it's like people like that, you don't have to go out of your way to help people. You don't have to go out of your way to make sure people are straight. You don't have to go out of your way to just be nice. But she does. And it's just like, I love you. Like, like thank you. Like, thank you for that. Because it's a lot of people who just overlook others and just look down on others instead of having a mindset of if we don't work together, then we can't help ourselves. So that's those are like the first two women that are popping my mind right now is my mom's and Miss Dottie. But it's a whole slew of women in my life that were very instrumental. And if they weren't there, they weren't instrumental in my life, I think things would be a whole lot different. What about you?
No, absolutely. I mean, and I think, again, it's one of those things where, you know, we should always take the time out to step back and remember those women that had a positive impact on us. And I think that's, again, I'm going to say, I think it's important for us men to do this regularly nowadays, especially nowadays. And this is going to kind of be a theme of me throughout the show, because I do feel like there needs to be some reconciliation and maybe a little bit of healing.
Yeah.
That come. And so in recognizing women, you know, we also recognize that a lot of the narratives that are being pushed nowadays are kind of working against the group that we want to celebrate, the other half of our community. And, you know, just taking the time to remember that without them, we wouldn't have a community. But I think, right. You know, I mentioned my mom. I can think about several other women that have had, you know, a impact on my life moving forward, from my wife. To, you know, Miss Kristen, somebody that I work with in terms of the homeschooling community and doing a lot of work with kids. I can think about Miss Lily back when I worked with the Department of Health, and how she, you know, how she used to always talk to me and kind of lift my spirits when I was down, made me feel like a somebody when I was positive that I was a nobody, you know. So we just go down the list. There's a whole slew of women that I could name that really kind of shaped me. Like, and I think about it, if any one of those women were removed from my life, I really don't know where I would be right now.
Right.
So,
right. Nothing.
You know. And even some of the women on the list that we have recognized before, like if we go back to the first year we did it back in 2018, and just kind of go through some of them. Obviously, my wife is on that list. One of the women we recognized back in 2018. KG Brown is somebody that we both developed a pretty good relationship with, and we still talk to her pretty well. Francesca Fielder from Swagger Magazine.
Her and Fancy and Arnia. I don't know if you met Arnia, but Arnia is a lady that works with her, and they do the Theories and Thoughts podcast together. They've been doing their thing. That shout out to both of them. They've been doing their thing.
Yeah. Both of you know, and I know you developed a great relationship with her. Gian Jones has been a part of several things that you worked on together, and we went to high school together. Markeisha Gordon is another one that we went to high school with.
So you're gonna have to make me go through this. I guess we'll start with, like you said, Gian. Gian is definitely doing her thing, I think, since, was she a professor at FAMU? I think she was, but she's definitely progressed with her business, progressed mm-hmm. with become like academics, being a professor, helping kids, progressed as a fitness an instructor or a coach. And she's also been in several the fitness competitions, like the not like bodybuilding, but the fitness competitions. So Gian has definitely done her thing. She released her book, Rainbow in the Starlight Sky, in the Starlit Sky. She's done that. So she's done a number of amazing things. Like you talked about Markeisha Gordon. She just recently released her short movie, which was real good. It was a play on the Freaky Friday thing, the Freaky Friday movie. So she just did that. She was in a couple other movies and have a couple other productions coming up. So Markeisha. Like a lot of these went, so as I'm scrolling through this, I'm just like, damn, a lot of these women are really out here doing a thing that we've covered.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I can go through this whole list this first year and tell you what each and every one of them are pretty much doing right now.
Well, I can't, but you know.
Well, I ain't gonna say each and every one of them, but most of them.
Yeah. Shout out to Dr. Jackson
Loman. Shout out to her.
Right. I think Janae is still doing some stuff down there in Tallahassee.
Yep. Shout out to Janae. Still got Girls to Divas going. Still progressing and helping the community.
You're still working with Chelsea Francois, right?
Yep. Chelsea has her own social media managing business now. I can't think of the name of it right now. I should know the name of it. I can't think of the name of it right now.
You should know the name of it.
Yeah, but I know I should.
Ain't you like her mentor, kind of?
In a sense. But not necessarily like for that particular business, because that ain't that social media stuff, you know.
I get you on that.
she's my mentor in that.
Hey, we need some mentoring on the social media for real. Hey, Chelsea, if you hear this.
It's Social Media Scoop is the name of the business. I had to look it up. So she's helping people with social media. So that's her business she has going on. Like the Born Brilliant ladies, Lyrica, Zaria, and Nadira. Man, they have physical locations for their business. They're progressing. They have products in stores. Like these three young ladies are on the scene doing that thing. The middle one, Zaira. She's in her modeling lane. Lyrica's the oldest one. So I think Lyrica and Nadira, they're more so into the cooking, but Zaira is more so in the modeling lane as well. So she's doing her thing. But the three ladies as a whole are a powerhouse, and they have great vegan food. Like the food is good. I mean, they gave me not too long ago, they wanted me to try it's beet juice infused with ginger. Mm. I'm from the hood. We don't like beets. Nature's candy my ass, right? I don't like beets like that. But they was like, nah, we're gonna give you one. Sample it, try it out. And I like, all right, beet juice with the ginger infused. I like, y'all ain't let me down yet. So let me try it. Man, I took a sip. I was like, God damn, this shit good. I did not down that thing. It was busting though, so they doing their thing, man. So I definitely love what they're doing at support them. Cause you ain't drunk. Why you wouldn't
I'm from the hood, like you said. But I'm you from got, the hood.
You got to sometimes step outside your box to pet.
I step outside my box to look at it. I'll taste it next year. Baby steps, baby. Baby steps.
Yeah. So, Kat Harvey, she has her clothing line, Fly Level. So she's definitely doing good. That's a mosquito in here. She's doing good with her clothing line, Fly Level.
Okay.
So, got to be fly here, buddy. Alexandria Washington, I think she moved to D.C., but she's a stout health advocate. She's a stout activist, advocate, speaker, and just travel around the country advocating for women's health and speaking up for women's health and just being a powerhouse in her lane. So, like all these women, all the women like that I'm looking at from this page that I can think of that I really know of, the only one that Megan Potts, I haven't been able to keep up with her, but for the most part, the other one, all the other ladies, they out here doing their thing. So.
That's good stuff.
Hey, man. Candace May and her mother Gail May with Kumba Creations. The last Tallahassee African Fashion Week we had here in Tallahassee, they allowed me to host it, so shout out to them for that. We had a good time, but
is that the one where you was looking like a pastor?
I was looking like a pastor.
Got you.
Yeah, but they got fashion in this area. They got the African fashion on lock, and so it should be another one coming up 2022. Should be African Fashion Weekend coming up 2022. But that and then Candace is also she's gotten into real estate, so she's a realtor now. And I think she's already been in real estate, but I know she's a realtor now. And so they'll continue to make their clothes, having their clothing brand going, continue doing the fashion weekends, doing women empowerment stuff in real estate. So
that's what's up.
Amen. Amen. We could be here all day. Dr. Breonna Journey, she just was awarded the FAMU College of Pharmacy Professor of the Year. So shout out to her, and she's an amazing pharmacist though. She's so dang on smart. Her and Dr. Danielle Williams, like two of my go to people here in Tallahassee when it comes to HIV and learning about PEP and PrEP. Danielle is she works Central Pharmacy. She like the head pharmacist person over the Central Pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So she doing her thing. Dr. Jernay is doing her thing. Like it go down, man. It's going down over here for this Black Women Celebration. Cause we know a lot of great women though. So
yeah, we've been fortunate in that. I do agree with you on that.
Hey, man. And then now you got me looking at this next year. Cause that was what 2018, so now I'm looking at 2019. Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah. It's still Miss Barbara Jo Williams, like the first three women at the bottom of the page, Deanna Squeaky Miller, Miss Barbara Jo Williams, and Miss Wyletta Mason Dunn, three of my favorite people. Squeaky is an amazing singer. So whenever I want to get out the house and go check out a good concert, some good music and stuff, of course, pre-COVID, but hopefully post-COVID, we'll be able to get back out. But between Squeaky and a young lady named Springtime and my homie Von Zell, like that's who I'm checking out. That's who I am getting my music and my entertainment from. Of course, you familiar with Miss Barbara Jo Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing author, amazing editor, the head of the Tallahassee Authors Network, along with Miss Wallen Mason Dunn, an amazing author. Amazing person, making sure they stay putting out content. Like Miss Barbara Jo, she dropped books like cats be dropping mixtapes. So, I'm talking about she's grinding, she's getting it. Though, so.
Hey, she liked the right though.
Right. Because you remember remember when we interviewed her, she had published like 22 books. Yeah, I think she'd have published like 22 since then.
I do remember her saying she liked to write, and I was, because you know that's the roughest part of the process for me, because I don't like to write. I love to research and stuff. I hate to write it. So, but nah, dude, she was cool. We need to have her back on.
I know, right? That's why I'm looking at this. We need to revisit some of these women and have them jump back on this podcast with us and holler at us. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Because
Do you?
I think I know what I'm talking about. Do you know what you're talking about?
Not really. I never
Me
know what I'm talking about, though.
never knew what I was talking about.
No.
Right. But also, man, with this month, also one of the things I want to encourage people to take the time to historically go back and look at black women in time, black women in history. No, as a historian, I got to throw that in there. Because I think having a historical view of black women, along with this modern view of black women, and being able to tie the two together, we can see what has changed and what hasn't changed, what has improved and what has declined, and all these things. Because, you know, the idea is that, you know, black people are, even though people say black people aren't monolithic, the idea is that we're all the same. And so if you don't fit this mold, then you're not a real black person, or you're not a real black woman. If you don't fit this mold or this role, if you don't do this, you don't talk like this, you don't walk like this, all these certain things. And it's like, well, no, I mean, if you look at black women throughout time, throughout history, I mean, you're going to see each culture has its own way of doing things, but there are some kind of similarities from women, from the different black women throughout the cultures and stuff. So, you know, get that historic view.
And I would say we just like I've been saying all show, definitely want to get the historical view, but try to like I think what a lot of people need to try to do as we move into appreciating black women, because it's not just appreciating them for what they've done, but it's also appreciating them for who they are. And that means, you know, really getting an understanding of how they shape, make, and or break the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like how do what sort of impacts are black women having on our daily lives? And I don't mean, you know, just the ones that you're familiar with, but also think about some of the ones that you've never met that may have opened up doors for you or positioned other things in such a place that you could go through and take advantage of those situations. There's a lot to celebrate when it comes to celebrating black women.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
know when we started this, there was kind of an absence of celebrations. And even now, the celebrations that are had are frequently a celebration of, you know, what they've accomplished more so than who they are.
Right,
And
as
I
people.
think, right. And I think we kind of like that's kind of where I want to pivot to say, okay, we do it different. There are a lot of people that are celebrating black people for what they've accomplished now, but black women are still not being appreciated for who they are and the value they bring to the culture. To
Right.
our culture.
Well, I think some of that, especially as of late, as of the last 6 to 8 months, especially with the popularity of the manosphere, it seems as if men are, or the value of women is declining based off of narratives. You know, if the woman doesn't fit this certain role, this certain mold, a certain thing. But the rise of the manosphere, to me, doesn't have to automatically equate to the decline of the value of women, or even the idea of the value of women. You know what I'm saying? Because we know the rise of the manosphere is happening because we got a lot of cats who was out here trying to navigate this world and didn't have, they didn't know. Like, you're trying to navigate the world without a map, and then you mess with the wrong folk, and now you're mad. But that doesn't necessarily devalue women across the board. Like, you had bad experiences. All right, cool. Get over it. Get you some therapy. But we can't just go around looking like, all right, well, half of our population is just holds no value. Half of our population, we need to just get rid of them and discard them and all these things here. But I just say this, man, I think a lot of people are taking Kevin Samuels' messages wrong. And they take some of the extremes that he says as examples, and they take them as gospel or this is the honest truth, and they just kind of run with it, and they add their own little crazy seasonings and stuff to it. And so it's like, well, women aren't needed. We don't need women. We don't need. Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, you do that over there on your end. I'm gonna be over here chilling with the ladies.
But I think that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of do have to touch on a bit, because that's the space we are in. And I know anybody that's still listening can tell that we're kind of trying to figure out how to say it without saying it or you know, cover it without covering it. But I think, you know, the more I think about it, the more it's just like, all right, we do want to celebrate Black women, but in order to truly get people to understand why, we do have to have that conversation about the current devaluation of Black women that is happening. And we're not talking about whether or not it's justified, whether or not it's right or it should be had. Like, none of that is on the table right now in this show. We're just saying that we as a community really need to be paying attention to that and thinking about whether or not that's something that we really want to do and how we want to go about continuing in that process. Because the rise of the manosphere in and of itself is just a realm where men can get game from other men about how to be a man in this world. You know, that's the genesis of the manosphere. The Red Pill Society is something else. And that has kind of, you know, that's kind of an extreme side of the manosphere. But they have gained a lot of prominence and a loud megaphone through the growth of the manosphere. And so we have to have this conversation about our women as men through the lens of, do we feel like they're being properly protected right now? Do we feel like there's anything we can do better? And those conversations need to be had, because it'd be impossible for us as men to sit up here and try to celebrate Black women while also ignoring the current realignment, if you will, that they're experiencing in the community.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ignore it, because like we said in the beginning, like, with Black men and Black women, the relationships ain't good right now. They're not good, but historically, black women specifically, historically, Black women, since white folk brought us here, have been devalued. Mm-hmm. So we know Black men and Black women were treated as less than property. That's why they called it chattel slavery. Mm-hmm. The image of Black women has never been pristine in America. Mm-hmm. You may have had individual Black women who may have garnered some kind of praise and things, but the overall image of Black women in America has never been pristine. Historically, Black women have been objectified. Historically, Black women have been treated as dirt, raped, pillaged, all these things by white men, mainly. But then, you know, as time came and the Black society devolved, Black men started adopting some of these behaviors white men do, and we started having some of the issues that white people have in their community, in our community. Mm-hmm. But just that alone should be enough reason for us as Black men to make sure we celebrating Black women, to make sure that we are still uplifting our women. Even though everything ain't all good in the community, that don't mean we can't celebrate our women. And also on the flip side, that don't mean women can't celebrate Black men. I mean, how are we supposed to fix this if we always stay in the state of combat?
Well, and that's, I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. At some point, somebody's got to be willing to bring the conversation back to the house and have that respectable dialogue that needs to be had. And I know we didn't plan, and I'm sure if y'all had, you know, if y'all were flies on the wall, Joe didn't know I was going to swing it this way, because I didn't know that I was going to swing it this way. But as I'm thinking about Black Women's Celebration, like, we are in tune to what's happening with the manosphere, the red pill, and the current realignment of women. How do you celebrate women with what's happening now, happening to women, and not address it? Like, it feels disingenuous if you know what's going on.
Yeah, you, because once again, we can't really fix our community if we are just going to ignore what's actually really going on between our men and our women. Like, that's disingenuous. Once again, though, we got the issues, but that doesn't mean that we can't celebrate ourselves. But on the back end, we got work to do.
Absolutely.
We got to fix this. Like straight up, we got to fix this, because if we don't fix this, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And Black people, you think it's bad now, it's going to be bad, because we're not producing families, we're not producing healthy families, and our society will just be all everywhere. And you got to understand, yeah, we know people were racist. Race is a social construct. It's a lot of stuff that's a social construct that you don't want me to get into right now, that you may like. But guess what? Racism is a team sport.
Yeah,
it is. And we need each other to win. We need each other to survive. And if we don't get on that page with each other, we tripping. But that's why this Black Women's Celebration is still important in the midst of all these things. Because, hell, even when we start doing this 4 years ago, we still had issues with black men and Black women. You may have known about the manosphere. I didn't. So
it's definitely picking up a lot more. It's picked up a lot more steam.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask this. Because we have this manosphere stuff going on. We got all this whatever. So how do we transition, or idea, how do we transition to where we're actually fixing things in our community to help support celebrations like this, rather than just having something like this and then when it's over and we go back to regular?
I think Black men and women need to get back to having honest conversations. But during those conversations, we need to recognize that, A, we need each other. I think that's being lost. And B, we need to recognize that we need to remember that we actually do like each other, and we're supposed to like each other. Like, I think we're kind of being convinced that we don't like each other. Like, you know, Black women have been saying for a while, Black men don't really fuck with Black women like that. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right. But they ran with narratives, though.
Right. But they were saying it. And, you know, we kind of just let it keep being said without ever pushing back and saying, hey, baby, that's not true. I love you. Right. I rock with you. Right. And so now Black men are kind of doing the same thing where they're like, man, you know, Black women don't rock with us like that. So it is what it is. And so I think Black men and Black women have to check each other and, you know, ourselves when things like that are happening. We need to remember that we need each other. We need to remember what we've accomplished because of each other, not in spite of each other, because that's another thing. Everybody's always like, man, I did this in spite of you getting in my way. No, if we're Black in America, everything we've done as Black people in America, we did because we had each other's backs.
Right.
You know, it was with each other. So, but then I think the conversations just need to be open and honest. I called up a mutual friend of ours who had been MIA for a while just to see if she was still okay. And she was. She was having problems with the app and her phone. But the conversation turned into a very open and honest and candid conversation about the space that men and women are in with each other. And she ended up saying a lot of things that we know to be true. But she was like, but why can't we say this in groups with each other? Like, why do I feel comfortable saying this with you in a one-on-one private setting, but not comfortable saying it in groups, even in groups of other females? And I know dudes have that same energy. We got to overcome that.
Well, this is the social media stuff that I'm getting into now with this, because I think we're in a space to where, because of social media, or social media has helped to heighten the idea that you have to make everybody feel good when you talk to them. So people would rather be lied to and feel good than get the truth and grow. But also, if I'm only looking at Black women through the lens of social media, I'm thinking two things. Black women out here wilding and just making money. That's the only two things Black women doing, just wilding and making money. But if we look further than social media, that's just a slant of an idea of a little space of what's going on with Black women in the world. Mm-hmm. Like because the images that we see of Black women via social media and via television aren't the most positive images. It don't help when your vice president is saying racism don't exist in America either. So that doesn't help. But that's if it wasn't me. but it's like if you get outside of just what social media says or what some jaded man and all these things, and you really go look for great people. So it's kind of the same thing we was talking about earlier. The narrative is most Black men like white women, and most Black men won't take care of their kids. When you look at the statistics, most Black men go marry Black women, and most Black fathers take care of their kids, right? And so same thing. If you're looking at the narratives, then it makes Black women seem this one way. But if you actually go past the narratives and get out and really like rock with people, talk to people, get around people, see different things, you'll start to see a whole nother picture, a whole nother narrative. But we continue to allow social media and these other outlets to shape our narratives. Like we love, for the last 2-3 weeks, we've been talking about narratives. For some reason, people can't distinguish between a narrative and the truth.
Right.
We got to get past that. Like, I mean, if everything is going to be about narratives, then we never going to really get where we need to go. But that's real though, that the question is asked, like, why can't we have honest conversations between ourselves in public about what's going on with us to actually really fix what's going on, rather than somebody just trying to make sure they feel good or make sure that they get what they need. Like, it should be about all of us, not just a few.
And I think that's kind of where, I think that's the space that the manosphere probably needs to transition into in order to adequately be able to celebrate and appreciate Black women. Because we also know that a lot of the people, a lot of those women that they're taking aim at are, they're the loud minority.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like most. So if we can vocalize that and say that, then our behavior should also be able to illustrate that we understand that most of our women are not like this. Most of our women are the types of women that we want to celebrate. And that deserve to be celebrated. So, but you know, we gotta have some hard conversations where some uncomfortable truths are put on the table and chewed on. And I don't think there's any other way around it. I think that's just how it has to be in order for us to get to the space. Cause now, you know, now when we have these Black women celebrations on, unless this is dealt with every year, I'm going to feel like we're not necessarily going to be making the impact that we set out to make, because it'll feel like you know, we're kind of going to get played to the left because of the situation between black men and black women, which is how I feel right now, honestly.
It's like we're in a power struggle that we need to get out.
Right.
Racism is a team sport. And we're trying Absolutely. To play it with just one half of the squad. Like, no, we have to stop both sides fighting for power. Like, one of the things, like, I don't get, like, certain media outlets. Somebody will say something, and then they were like, well, and I just throw a name out. Well, Rihanna said, if you work a 9-to-5, and Rihanna didn't really say this. I'm just using that as an example. Somebody said, well, Rihanna said, if you're a man and you work 9-to-5, then you don't deserve any sex. And it's just like, well, isn't it kind of irresponsible for you as the black media outlet to even make this a big deal? Because now you're putting more of the slant on the Rihanna or whoever the person is that would say this. Well, and then this is the image of black men. This is how black women think. This is how black women talk. This is what black women think about us. And it's like, wow. Like, but even if such and such say that, if you ignore it, because it's not like this person is the authority figure. You as the media outlet don't have to cover it because you're not helping the image of black women overall when you're putting this out and then you coming back with this is ratchet, this is this and this is this and this is that. Like you have outlets where men and women are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help our image. Like the overall image of black people in America is already slanted. It's not the best. It's not great. The image of black women by themselves is not great in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we're at a time now where we're in control of, we have a little more control of how we present ourselves. Sometimes we don't take advantage of it. Sometimes we don't put the best out. Like you said, there's a loud minority out there that we think is the majority, which isn't. Like all black women don't act like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. It just don't. Like right. we have to stop thinking that. Well, it was on social media, so it got to be true. Like it's a lot of stuff on social media that ain't true.
So. Yeah, that's where we're at with it. We got to do better about it.
Right.
But, you know, like not to drag this whole thing out or to beat a dead horse or whatever the case might be. But I do think that celebrating black women is something that needs to be done. Something that should be done definitely more often. And something that, you know, like we really need to put a lot more thought and emphasis on how much we really care about each other. You know what I'm saying? How much do we really mean to each other? Because for me, like I genuinely care about black women. So it makes me feel good to see them uplifted and in a good space. And it makes me feel bad when I think about the fact that they aren't being treated the way they need to be treated. So I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that they get back to a space where they're being uplifted again. And I think that has to be the viewpoint of everybody. And even in, like I said, in this, you know, this month of May, I'll probably be bringing it up often that, we got to make sure that we're having the conversations we need to have to repair the things we need to repair. And you know, you guys definitely need to go check out my book. Cause I talked about this thing coming in my book that I wrote back in 2012. I know it just came out, but I wrote it back in 2012. So, and that was a shameless plug. Yes, hey, it was.
It's your show. You can't plug on your own stuff.
But definitely go get the chasm from Amazon. That's where you can get it from. You can go to Amazon and get it. I was saying that like there was another website. No, it's just Amazon.
You can Amazon.
Get it from Amazon. But seriously though. This Black Women Celebration, I want to emphasize that even for those of you who have had a rough go of it with Black women of late, and you don't necessarily like Black women because of whatever happened to you and all of that and all of that, take the time to remember all of the Black women that have helped positively make you what you are, and just show some appreciation for that.
That's the nice way. Stop this. Grow the hell up. Learn to move on. Get you some goddamn therapy. You can't sit here and tell me you're going to be mad at all women for the rest of your life because of what one or maybe a couple women that you allowed in your life, So when you're mad at everybody now, get you some goddamn therapy and get over that. Come on, man. We got to, in our community, we got to stop that. I'm mad at all men. I'm mad at all women because I had a few bad experiences for the people that I allowed in my life. You the constant in all of that. You are the constant in all of that. Get over it. You can't sit here and be like, I discard all Black women because one didn't treat me right. Man, come on, man. Let's stop that. Let's do better. Let's be better. All right. I think that was our parting shot.
Yeah, that was my parting shot.
That's mine too. Hey, man. So we come back with more Black Women Celebration throughout the month. Just sit tight. We usually tell y'all what we got going on, but we want to give y'all some cliffhangers. So just sit tight and just know that we got some stuff coming up in the month, and you're going to dig it. So there it is. I am Joseph Ward. He's Patrick Irvin. It's our Black Women Celebration Month 2021. And y'all just stay tuned for everything that we got coming out. And we love y'all. Remember, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Download the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Like, comment, share. And we out here. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend at the Freedom Train Podcast Series is celebrating Black women in the month of May. And you should celebrate them too. Two fingers in the air like a player. We up out of here.